Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Lenny Fado. Batting third. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The DH, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Koontz. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Ulger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rick Lysander. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. And now, play ball. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fado for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Laudner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Remy moves to third. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Remy scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. There goes Boggs. The throw from Laudner and Boggs is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky takes first base on ball four. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to second. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brunansky moves to third. One out. Scott Ulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulger strikes out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman strikes out. Laudner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gedman out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton takes first base on ball four. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stapleton moves to third. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy takes first base on ball four. Hoffman moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Stapleton scores. Hoffman scores. Remy moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy scores. Boggs moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Laudner for a passed ball. Boggs scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is called out on strikes. One out. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards the mound. Ojeda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0-for-1 in the game. Fado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Miller reaches second base with a double. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ulger scoops it up and throws to first, with Lysander covering, for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown who is chasing the ball. Stapleton reaches third base with a triple. Miller scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman takes first base on ball four. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Rice reaches second base with a double. Boggs moves to third. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Armas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Koontz. Armas reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. Rice scores. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Carl Yastrzemski. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0 for 1 in the game. Koontz hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Ulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulger is 0 for 1 in the game. Ulger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Hoffman moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Remy moves to second. Mike Walters now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoffman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ulger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0-for-2 in the game. Fado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ulger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-2 in the game. Koontz takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. Scott Ulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ulger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Brunansky scores. Gaetti moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-1. Red Sox. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hoffman strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Remy hits a fly ball into right field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0-for-3 in the game. Fado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Fado moves to second. Mark Clear now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brunansky strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Fado scores. Hatcher moves to third. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kuntz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Len Whitehouse now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Ulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ulger strikes out. 1 out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 3 in the game. Laudner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.